From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. If you live in one of the states getting ready for tomorrow's voting blitz, this might have been your weekend. Do some laundry, get a call from a volunteer in a presidential candidate's office, watch the Super Bowl, see a soft-focus, high-concept ad by a candidate, brush your teeth and get ready for bed, and get a pre-recorded message from, you guessed it, a presidential candidate. So will Super Tuesday effectively bring the primaries to a close? NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving gives us a window into one of the biggest days in political history. How you doing?
Hello, Farai. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. You know, we're running full tilt here. So let's start with the Democrats. For months, Senator Clinton had held a comfortable lead over Senator Obama nationally. All caveats about polls in place. What happened to their relative standing?
Hillary Clinton was over 50% in some polls in 2007. And then even in January, even after Barack Obama had shocked her in Iowa, she still maintained a 15 to 20 point lead in most polls taken nationally because Barack Obama had not yet been introduced to much of the country. And it was still kind of a one-sided contest. But over the last couple of weeks, particularly since the South Carolina win really relaunched the Obama momentum, he's been not just creeping up, he's been absolutely climbing up, and he has been taking over more and more states. And as a result, now even the national poll is reflecting that this race is too close to call. It's a statistical dead heat.
Now, explain just a little bit about, I mean, no matter who wins what, is this the end? Is this the end or the middle? Or what, you know, what happens after something like Super Tuesday?
Well, Super Tuesday was not necessarily designed to be the end. It was designed to give some states that had been itching to get into the early part of the calendar an opportunity to do so, and many took the opportunity to do so. It began back 20 years ago when some southern states felt like they weren't getting enough of a say in the nominee, and so around about 1984, they started all having their primaries together. That just grew and grew until now we've got 22 states on the Democratic side, 21 states on the Republican side, all doing it on the same day. And, you know, it's getting down to a question of not just who's won how many states, because states, after all, is not how we do this at the convention. We do it by delegates. And so, of course, the focus is on California, New York, Illinois, Georgia, the big ones voting tomorrow. But all the states have delegates, and all the states give each candidate an opportunity to add to their delegate total. And that's, in the end, the math that really matters.
All right, let's go to Republican math. Senator John McCain is leading in most national polls over Mitt Romney. What about surprises? Do we expect any surprises either in terms of the popular vote or the delegates that will shake out tomorrow for the Republicans?
Well, the one would lead to the other. There are a number of winner-take-all contests, eight of them on the Republican side, where simply by winning the plurality of the Republican popular vote, any candidate can take home all of the delegates. Now, that really makes a difference in a few of these states. For example, John McCain is expected to win rather easily in New York and in New Jersey and in Connecticut, the New York metropolitan area, the people who are just recovering from the Giants' last-minute victory. Now, in New York State alone, that's 98 delegates at stake tomorrow for whoever wins by just one vote. That's a big passel of delegates to get all in one place. And in some other states, if you win in every congressional district, you can take home the lion's share of the delegates from that state. So because the Republican rules do weight the winner more heavily and give extra bonus delegates for just winning, whether you win by one vote or whether you win over 50% in some cases, that's a big opportunity for John McCain as the national front runner to run up a big delegate total tomorrow and really put this out of reach.
All right. Finally, Mike Huckabee. He has a strong following among social conservatives. At this point, he's kind of considered an also-ran. Is that really accurate? What influence does he have in the race, either, you know, in terms of winning or in terms of endorsing?
Well, first, his dream, of course, tomorrow would be to win big in several states in the South, maybe breakthrough in Georgia, Alabama, his own state of Arkansas, Oklahoma, possibly. He's competitive in West Virginia. We're having conventions, maybe even Tennessee. If he could do that, he could stay in the race as a kind of regional candidate and power broker. Otherwise, the main thing he's doing is he's probably taking votes away from Mitt Romney, which is why Mitt Romney keeps trying to say shoo to Mike Huckabee and get him out of the race if he possibly can.
Well, Ron, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure, Farai.
We've been speaking with NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, and he joined us from our NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C.